He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back live into hour number two of this Sunday transmission. Let's talk to Kevin in Florida. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good. Good to have you on with us.
Yeah. You know what? Alex, I first heard you. Leading the man, it's been about 9 years now. I was doing some government work, analyst work, in a radio shack overnight, and I discovered Coast to Coast, and you were talking about the Bohemian Grove, man, and that's what actually hung me on Coast to Coast as well as this subject matter. I absolutely agree with you, man, in general, and it's very enlightening, all the intricacies and the dots, really, that you've connected over the years concerning the secret societies and their true ambitions. I do find it troubling that, I believe that President Obama is absolutely an unintended consequence to their plans, because I don't see him doing any decisions that, as a president,
all of his advisors are globalists. Who are part of the criminal banking takeover. I mean, we knew he was going to be bad day one. People were like, well, give him a chance. I knew what he was going to do. I knew who financed him.
I think to that extent we're seeing the impact that it has on the office of the presidency. But as a man and and in terms of his life philosophy, I believe he's the best chance we have for moving in a different direction.
Well,
I don't see the thing. I mean, he's an enemy of the globalists. Alex, you got to agree with that.
He's an enemy?
His policies are, and I look at the escrow fund that he was caused British Petroleum to establish. That's absolutely unprecedented, Alex. You know, for years, corporations have been able to tie up the paying out of even $1 to victims of corporate abuses and negligence in court for years. But now,
Kevin, this is a complex issue, but the federal government, you know, had the vaccine makers, 20 years ago, create the vaccine damage fund to limit the amounts, to keep it secret, and to make people settle their vaccine damages quietly. They've actually created a fund that they're investing in that's like derivatives, and then that actually limits what BP has to go through. BP was one of his biggest contributors. BP promotes the carbon taxes. You know, it's kind of like Obama coming out and saying he was going to limit Wall Street pay or whatever, and he was going to punish, you know, the big Wall Street firms. And then it turns out that he actually wrote, the White House wrote for Senator Dodd, the subsections that let them get out of that, whether you think that was good or not. The point is, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. I mean, when Goldman Sachs gets behind somebody, you better believe they're going to be bad.
So the alternative is absolutely, I mean, there's no third-party candidate that's going to actually upseat any Democrat in office. You know that's not going to happen. The Tea Party is going to caucus with the Republicans. So the alternative is to return the philosophy that absolutely, without a doubt, is absolutely adheres to the philosophy that you're alerting us of, which would be the Republican Party.
Well, Kevin, let me just be clear with you, okay? I was against George W. Bush, and I was against Al Gore, and I said, you can't vote for either one of them. They're two different flavors of the same poison Kool-Aid. You know, one's grape flavor, one's cherry flavor, but it's all got political cyanide in it from the same globalist source. And it's the same thing now with Obama, and it's going to be the same thing with whatever Republican candidate they put out there, unless it's Ron Paul or something. Okay? I look at the voting records, all right? And so I'm saying focus on the states and the cities and the counties. That's where we can have a real effect. Instead of having 60% turnouts for the president and have 8% local, we need to get 60% turnout locally, and we need to get good people to take over the state governments.
Happening, Alex. You know, there's going to either be a Democrat or a Republican as president. It's not going to happen in the foreseeable future as a reality. I understand what you're saying, and if that would happen, then it would be rational to think about it. But it's absolutely insane to think about giving the purse strings of the national economy back to the Republican.
Well, that's how they control people, is that the Republicans are bought and paid for by the same interests the Democrats are. They fight with each other over the reins of power. But in the final equation, they work for the same interest, and so they take steps. You know, the Republicans take a step, the Democrats take a step, and people then get fooled by the kind of football game, are you for the Redskins or the Cowboys, when the same owner owns both teams. It's like a Don King boxing match. But, Kevin, I appreciate your call. Interesting points. We're going to have to get back to a philosophy of liberty and freedom and to stop all this unconstitutional garbage. And both parties, number one enemy in their actions, not their rhetoric, is eviscerating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Okay, we're in a world government already. More calls straight ahead. Back in 1 minute.
Listen up, friends. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a two-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it, with open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations. Get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the third day of October 2010. We're about a month out from the election, and we've got all the new fake terror alerts right on time. The terrorists are going to get us. Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security, before Chertoff and now Napolitano, admitted that they staged fake terror alerts, completely criminal. We've got all these White House advisors saying they need to have some type of terror event so that Obama looks powerful. Read those quotes last hour, but I'm not supposed to talk about this because the government, it loves us. It cares about us. Yeah, it radiated troops to death. Yeah, they 4,000 foster children in one experiment alone were murdered by the U.S. government. Yeah, they released a bioweapon in the New York subway in 68. Yeah, there's over 10,000 declassified instances of different programs, but yeah, there is a Rockefeller Foundation group of documents linked up on Infowars.com where they admittedly created a hormone to be added to tetanus shots to sterilize women, and they've been doing it, and fertility's plunging. But I should just ignore all that and be positive. You know what? I'm sure the Republicans are going to save us, and Obama's going to save us. And you know, the world government they're now announcing that they denied was being built. Oh, maybe it's run by good guys. You know, they admit it's going to be authoritarian and oppressive, and they admit that they've imploded the derivatives market to bankrupt our societies, to, quote, lower our carbon footprint. So many headlines about recession, good for lowering carbon footprint. But I'm just, you know, not supposed to read the Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Biological Diversity Assessments, 1996 by the UN, State Department Memorandum 200, where they just admit this whole world government plan, or the Rand Corporation declassified documents, or the Carnegie Endowment, or the Ford Foundation. It's all admitted, and I know exactly what they're doing, and that's how I'm able to predict what's going to happen in the future, but let's just ignore all that and be positive. The government's full of good people, and, you know, the government lied 39 years ago about their secret program to take blood samples from all babies at birth, and now they admit they're doing it, and it's part of a eugenics bioweapon program. But we should just trust a government that secretly takes blood from babies and claims it's for a blood test when it's not. And, you know, they shot people up all over the world with syphilis and polio. That's all declassified. And they got caught this year doing it all over the world again, CBS News. But the CIA means well when they shoot kids up with live polio. I mean, kids becoming paralyzed and dying, that's a loving thing. You know, there's good listeners out there. They're good patriots. They're not going to search what I just said. They're not going to find out I'm telling the truth. No, they're just going to support the government, and that's what patriots do. And things will get worse and worse, but hey, that's what we're supposed to do, is be a bunch of suckers. All right, I'm going to stop being sarcastic. Who's up next here? Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey there. Hey, yeah, I didn't hear the buzz. Hey, Gore, you may have heard, I'm sure you know about Gore being heckled this past Thursday in Tampa. I know you posted the video on Prison Planet, and now it has over 280,000 views in under 3 days, and there's even more video to be coming out. But it's amazing that in this domestic U.S. press, the event is being misreported.
Well, let me be clear. I mean, are you the guy that shot it?
No, I'm not. I got similar video of that and more heckling, other things that were actually just retorts.
Yeah, everywhere Al Gore goes now, he gets heckled. And the people in the left-right paradigm were shouting at you guys, if people watch the video, get out of here, Republicans. And I loved how you guys shouted, both parties are controlled. I mean, they don't know how to deal with that, because a Democrat won't listen to any criticism because you must be a Republican, and a Republican won't listen to any criticism because you must be a Democrat. No, we're patriots that know what's going on. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, we were pretty well armed with a lot of facts. Well, in the domestic U.S. press, as I was saying, it was not even being reported, and it's being misreported. But the only ones to mention any dissent of Al Gore was the Telegraph newspaper, and they just mentioned that this clip that you may have seen, or is gonna, there's more footage coming out of it where I'm quoting the Telegraph. It says he was clearly popular in the hall, though when he referred to giving in to wealthy corporate special interests, the heckler shouted, like you. So there's also that, and there's also the St. Petersburg Times.
Well, notice how they say he was popular. It was a Democratic congressional event. Correct?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. They overreported the number of people. I would say about 300 to 400.
No, but it says he was there stumping for a House candidate.
Yes, for Kendrick Meek for Senate. And it's also astounding that a St. Petersburg Times here, which most would think is right-leaning, would lie in their video, and their picture is captioned, former Vice President Al Gore left and the Senate candidate Kendrick Meek worked the crowd Thursday after Gore gave a speech in support of Meek at a Tampa Union Hall. And that is not true. Al Gore went right behind the stage, and he left quite quickly, and that can be proven by the video.
Well, listen, let's be clear. If we figure out that we can go out and confront these politicians everywhere and run them off the stage and show that they're not popular, the same thing's going to be done to Republicans. And so that's why the controlled system doesn't want you to know the power you have of actually showing up and getting in people's faces. Good job, Chris. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
Great broadcast today, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Robert. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got two quick thoughts. First, for the last guy, not the last guy, but the guy before him who was on, he needs to remember that both Clinton and Gingrich go to Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove together.
That's right. There's continuity of agenda. Both parties at the top are controlled by the same people. The Republicans play the opposition of patriotic conservatives, but they're only there to betray that. The Democrats play the part of the open socialist, bamboozling the general public that they're going to get some free goodies in class warfare if they sell out, but that's only so the big mega corporations have control of the general public through handouts.
And then you can tell what their real agenda is because they vote the same on the meat and potato stuff, the stuff that they really care about, while they use social issues to divide.
That's right. You've got all these different programs on Comedy Central with Stewart and Colbert attacking 9/11 Truth. You've got all the neocons attacking 9/11 Truth. You've got Colbert and all them attacking the birthers. You've got the neocon leaders attacking the birthers. Anything real, like the birthers or 9/11, anything that can really hurt their system, anything that's really truthful, they all attack it together. Just like you saw the big Republicans support the bailouts, just like the Democrats did on the key issues, continuity of agenda.
Yeah, and my other thought was to another previous caller, and anybody else who's having a hard time getting on these call-in shows, drop me a line at the Funkmaster 5 YouTube channel or at our Facebook page, Funkmaster 5 fan page there. It's all spelled out. No number.
And the way to do it is to act really stupid or call in and say, I disagree with you, I'm a liberal, but act dumb, but stay in the left-right paradigm, or call in and say, oh, I worship you. That's how you get on. You don't have to do that here, folks. We don't screen your calls here. It's wide open phones, but all these other shows, it's completely, scripted on who they allow on. So, unfortunately, you've got to be deceptive to get on.
Well, they peddle this image of being accessible to the people. So either we get the information out, or we don't allow them to peddle that image. Either way, we have a victory if people make those calls. So that's all I got.
That's right, Robert. Your YouTube channel is full of hundreds of successful calls getting out key information. We don't have time to go to another call before break. I've got to go ahead and get to the environmentalist mindset. Now you've got real environmentalists that don't want to eat GMO food that's been proven to be toxic, who don't want poison in their water, who want reasonable things. okay, reasonable. But then you've got the Rockefellers over 100 years ago who set up what is modern conservation as a pretext to have the government come in and shut down their business competition, basically a mafia system where you've got to have government approval to even be able to have a job or a factory. And then their insiders, they don't have to follow any of the rules. The general public, we've got all this red tape on us. An example of that is big agribusiness, Archer Daniels Midland, Tyson, ConAgra, Monsanto. They're lobbying for the Senate bill to really shut down family farms and ranches and make you get a special license and pay taxes to be able to grow plums or peaches or apples and sell them. I mean, anything. And then they are exempt from the rules and the law. So it's meant to shut down their competition. But I want to explain the mindset for overall population control and where all this is going on the other side, because they're now out in the open. You know, Bill Gates is out giving speeches saying we've got to reduce the human population to cut carbon. And they've got all these TV ads and things running where they show humans as the enemy and that humans dying and being killed is how we're going to save the earth. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? You trust the government. Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237. Extension 242.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, going back 17 years ago, I started going to county commissioner meetings, city council, trying to stand up against anti-gun legislation. That's how I got involved. I was a mainline libertarian-style Republican in the Ron Paul vein. 15 years ago, I got on air, started interviewing Ron Paul. People would send me information, and I would get UN documents, and people would mail them to me, where the UN stated that they wanted to set up a planetary dictatorship, this is their words, to carry out the orderly reduction of population. Then I learned how our own government signed treaties with China to give them IMF World Bank aid if they would have a one-child policy. I learned about Ambassador George Herbert Walker Bush setting up the deal. I got State Department Memorandum 200, where they talk about that being the main U.S. government policy. Foreign policy is world population reduction, tying aid money to it. I learned about forced sterilization programs the U.N. was funding. Now this is out in the open. But I would go on air and warn people, and I would even go to the library. This is right when the Internet was just starting to, you know, be somewhat workable. You could really find stuff, but still most of it would be at the UT library. And I would go get the microfilm, get the news articles I saw sourced. I would go get them for myself, and I would always hope, come on, I'm not going to pull up a 1973 New York Times article praising Mao Zedong for killing people by David Rockefeller, and the microfiche would scan over to the date. I'd pull it up, and there it would be. You know, these are the experiences of horror that I had over and over again. People tell me about Skull and Bones 15 years ago. I didn't believe it. Then it was on ABC News. You know, I mean, the truth is a lot stranger than fiction. But the head environmentalist, people like Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Jacques Cousteau, you know, all talk about killing the majority of the population. Dr. Eric Pianca at UT, you know, made headlines. Peter Singer at Princeton. And this is what they really believe. And they say they picked carbon dioxide as something to tax so they could cut off our economy and, quote, destroy our industrial society. Now you've seen the White House science czar admit that. You've seen NASA say that's their policy, their head climatologist. This is about getting full control over your life. Well, now, for the 1010 Project, funded by the UN, Soros, and others, this is a big global initiative. They put a four-minute TV piece together. They'll play the audio here. It's very graphic if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, where it shows a school teacher. It starts with a bunch of students in dress clothes and, you know, ties. It's like a private school. And she says, will you cut carbon for the earth? Will you do something good? And those that say no, she goes, okay, that's your choice. And she hits a red button, and they explode with chunks of blood and flesh flying. And then it cuts to a corporation with a corporate chief standing above people in a common area saying, okay, will you cut carbon? And if they say no, he hits a red button and kills them. Then it shows popular footballers in England being killed because they say no. Then it shows a talk show host being killed. And they've pulled this video since then. But the issue here is they've had a whole bunch of top eco-fascists come out and call it eco-fascism in the last month and say we need a global authoritarian system. The Financial Times of London said this last year in a headline, and now for world government, that was the headline. They said, yes, it's authoritarian. We kept it secret for your own good. We're going to save the earth by killing people. And so the message here is if you don't do what we tell you, we're going to kill you. I played another video a few weeks ago where it's a young kid saying, no more Mr. Nice Guy. If you don't cut your carbon, we're coming after you. So this is like Mao's youth brigades, but it has nothing to do with the environment, everything to do with controlling resources. So let's go ahead and go to this video. Here it is.
Right, kids, just before you go, there's a brilliant idea in the air that I'd like to run by you. Now, it's called 1010. The I idea if everyone starts cutting their carbon emissions by 10%, thus keeping the planet safe for everyone, eventually. Now, this hasn't got to be a huge thing, but I would love it if you and your families would think about doing something.
What sort of thing, miss?
Well, like getting your dad to insulate the loft, or taking your next holiday by train.
See, hit pause.
Flying, or...
See, it always sounds reasonable. Take a holiday by a train, but they're going to make you. Or insulate your house under the greenhouse gas emission law they've tried to pass. You get federal inspections. If you don't fix your house in 1 week, they take it. It means federal zoning. All this sounds, oh, let us tell you what type of light bulb, what type of toilet, what type of washer and dryer, what type of, how much water you can use. It's all about creating artificial scarcity. All right, let's continue. She's about to kill the children who don't agree. Here it is.
Buying energy-saving light bulbs. We're thinking of using our car less. I'm going to cycle to school. That's fantastic, Jemima. Now, no pressure at all, but it'd be great to get a sense of how many of you might do this. Just a rough percentage. That's fantastic. And there's not. Philip and Tracy. That's fine, that's absolutely fine. Your own choice. Okay, class, thank you so much for today, and I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, just before you go, I just need to press this little button here.
Their heads blow off.
Now, everybody, please remember to read chapters 5 and 6.
There's blood all over the children. The teacher's wiping blood off herself.
Right, just want to check on that 10-10 thing. Had some brilliant ideas.
And the message here is, if you don't do this, we're going to kill you. If you don't do what we tell you, we're going to kill you. And the message is, if you're good and go with the peer pressure and go around nagging everybody and being a control freak, you're good, you're going to live. If you don't do what we tell you, we're going to hit a red button and blow your body into a pile of blood. Continue.
By 10%. Just quick show of hands, everyone who wants to get involved. Great, that's nearly everybody. And, just for the record, new pressure. Those who aren't quite convinced about it yet... Cool, it's no problem, your choice. Okay, so those of you planning something here or at home should probably get working on it. Oh, gorgeous. Those of you who aren't...
Kills them. There's blood all over everybody.
Excellent. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Now, here's the deal. That's enough. Now they kill football players, soccer players, and then they kill a talk show host. And then they say at the end, 10-10's coming up, you better cut your carbon footprint. You better pay Al Gore taxes. You better get this legislation passed, or we're going to kill you. But see, these are cowards. These are little control freaks. They don't kill you by putting a bomb in you, a plastic explosive bomb. They kill you by putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, key hormones in tetanus shots, syphilis, polio. I've got stacks of mainstream news here where they admit the government's doing this right now. Okay, I have the Rockefeller Foundation. I've been covering this the last month and a half, article after article at Infowars.com, linked directly to the Rockefeller Foundation website where they developed the very sterilants that then the UN gets caught giving people. 50 years ago, Africans would run up. Asians in Asian countries would run up. People in Latin America, oh, please give me free government health care when the truck came by. They now run to the woods. It's all over the news. They run because they go, it makes me have miscarriage. I don't want it. It makes me die. No. They give, ladies and gentlemen, they're doing this out in the open. So they sneak up on you and tell you it's for your health and they're going to take good care of you. And they've been caught adding stuff to all these different compounds. Okay, it's not just syphilis in Guatemala with the U.S. government shooting people up. They're shooting you up with this stuff. You understand that?
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Jesus.
Okay, Tim, Liz, Luke, Kit, Dustin, Ronnie, and others, I want to get to your phone calls in the last 30 minutes we've got here. Together, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for 3 hours at least. A lot of days we go into the fourth hour, as we did twice last week. And I've got some other news I want to hit on in the last segment as well. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the economy now. Here's CBS News. Gold prices at record high. It hit $1,320-plus on Friday. Here's another one. Why has the price of gold risen 300%? It's actually 400% total increase from the math I have the last 10 years. Well, The Guardian goes on. There are sound reasons for it, like the U.S. dollar's loss of status, but economists are warning of the risk of another price bubble. Well, yeah, but for inflation adjusted to 1980 numbers, almost all economists agree it should be $2,500. Above that, you do start entering into a bubble situation. CNBC is reporting that Mayor Bloomberg may be the next Treasury Secretary. he has been critical of the Federal Reserve, but he's also a gun-grabbing globalist, so we certainly don't want him to be the Treasury Secretary. Volcker says the financial system is broken, former Federal Reserve chief, and the mortgage market has become a subsidiary of the U.S. Government. Got another report here, quantitative easing doesn't work. Well, it's not designed to work. It gives the central banks money. They get to use it up front, and then they devalue the money, and then we have to pay it back in taxes, like Argentina or Nigeria or Weimar Republic, Germany. And you look at these economic numbers. 2 weeks ago, Obama's people came out and said, oh, we are having a big recovery. We haven't been in a recession for 15 months since June of 2009. I mean, that's like saying, you know, the sky is red when it's blue, or the sun, you know, doesn't come up in the morning. I mean, it's just an asinine lie. And now they're talking about more TARP funds, more bailouts, all of this. And it's killing our economy. China is increasing its tariffs against the U.S. We don't have tariffs on them. This is globalism. This is NAFTA and GATT. It killed our country. I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, the owner of the Genesis Network. He also owns Midas Resources, Inc. 30-plus years, Ted's been in the gold and silver business, to get his take on the economy and to give us some news on that front. He's also got several free reports that he's going to offer listeners like the International Forecaster, and he has a government report that they put out, and this integrates with the Pentagon coming out 2 weeks ago and saying they're worried about total collapse, but only martial law will fix it. The British government saying the same thing. In fact, Google this, guys. The UN on what, Thursday? UN worried about global unrest. And, well, no kidding, there's riots all over Europe as they raise taxes but start stealing people's pensions and taxing their pensions. The federal government's starting to inch towards that here in the United States as well. So, Ted, in your 30-plus years, have you ever seen a gold market like this?
No, actually, this is getting more strong than we had back in 1980. It is definitely it's a gold market that's never been seen before. Same is true for silver. And actually, if you take a look at the gold prices today, Alex, the Asian markets right now are driving the prices up even higher than they were on Friday's close in New York. So get ready before Monday. It looks like it's going to be a good day for gold.
So wait a minute. It was $1,320 on Friday's close. Where is it now?
Well, currently right now we're at $1.10 higher over the Friday's close. So we're up in the 1,320.70, so it's actually climbing in the Asian markets right now. So they're saying that gold will even go up even higher.
And this is the second highest level silver's ever seen, correct?
It is. The only time that silver was higher was back in 1980 when the Hunt brothers are getting involved with silver. It was at $50 an ounce back then. We are at a 30-year high right now presently. Silver is trading currently at $22.21. So, yeah, that's a real strong price for silver as well.
Now, Ted, you've got brokers there 7 days a week up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, there at the Genesis Midas headquarters, and I called you Saturday and said, look, I think I've only had you once before on the Sunday show. We have you routinely. I'll give us updates on the weekday show. Tell us about that government report you've got that breaks this down for people that you'll send out to folks for free.
Yeah, sure. We'll send it out for free. It's called the Federal Debt and the Risk of Financial Crises document, and it was prepared by Jonathan Huntley of the CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office. This was for Congress. They produced this document July 27, 2010, and it makes your hair stand on end when you read this thing. And you can see what they do is they have this chart that compares the United States debt to the productivity that this country has to GDP. And it just goes crazy after 1913 when the Federal Reserve System was issued. And we are now reaching points where we are spending more money. We have more debt to our GDP than we had in World War II.
Well, see, bankers, the private Federal Reserve that issues all of this, they get to have the value up front. Then they pass on the deflation in the value of the currency to us, and we've got to pay it back in taxes. So folks can call 800-686-2237 and get a free copy, 800-686-2237. You also will give them a free copy of the latest International Forecaster, either in digital or in hard copy, if they call 800-686-2237. 2237. And also, you've got silver rounds that you've got at, what, 10:50, but that ends tonight. So people need to call at 10:50. Everywhere else, these silver half dollars are above $12 a piece. And you've also got a deal where people can get one gold franc at below what anybody else has got them. And you give them a free subscription for a year to the International Forecaster, 800-686-2237. Ted, what are you expecting to see in the markets next week?
Well, I'm expecting to see a lot of positive movement, especially with the Asian markets showing that things are moving forward. The unemployment figures just went up. They're expecting the Federal Reserve System to step in and ease more, which means more disaster for the United States Federal Reserve note or the currency. It's causing the market to drop in the U.S. dollar, and that's why you're seeing gold go up like we are. I don't think that trend's going to continue. I think it's going to be accelerating this week.
All right, Ted, 800-686-2237. You can give them some key information on investing in gold. I don't buy gold and silver as an investment, even though I bought most of my gold when it was 260, 300, 400, 500, 600. I never sold it when it hit 1,000 or 1,200 or 1,300. It's an emergency backup for depression. And that's why central banks are buying it. Some of the wealthiest people in the world are buying it. We've only got 1 to 2%, depending on which number you look at, of the general public actually buying gold right now. But as the general public moves towards buying gold, that's why you're seeing the price go up so much, because they're mining less gold every year from the numbers I've seen than what they're actually selling. So they're selling out of the reserves right now. So I don't buy gold and silver as an investment, though it's been the best investment out there in the last decade. Silver has quadrupled. Gold is right at quadrupling, what, 260 to 1,300 plus? That's a quadrupling, isn't it, Ted?
Sure is. Yeah, it's definitely quadrupled, Alex. And the dollar continues to drop. I mean, we're at the lowest level it's been since January. And the foreigners are saying, hey, we don't want to have this fiat money that the United States has, because as the government tries to bail out, they're turning on the printing press, driving the value of the currency down. And that's, you know, going to be reflected in gold and silver prices. It's not so much that the gold and silver prices are rising. It's that the United States dollar is falling, and it's falling faster than other currencies are falling. And all the countries in the world right now are trying to inflate. So, you know,
absolutely, folks, it's time to not wait till the really big gold rush begins and to get involved, in my opinion. You know, we had Max Kaiser, who's had a lot of just incredible predictions come true. Same thing with, you know, countless other people like Gerald Celente, Bob Chapman, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics. But Kaiser has said that he believes it's still in a bear market, and we haven't even seen the bull. He believes the bull begins at around 2,500 because that's the 1980 adjusted for inflation. One more time, here's the number. If you want one of those free reports or to learn more about gold and silver or to take advantage of that silver deal that's about to end, 800-686-2237. How late will the brokers be there before you end the 1050 silver and it goes up tomorrow?
We will be holding it till midnight Central Time, and that 1050 price is old, and the only reason why I haven't raised it is because I promised I'd do it through Sunday, and it's going to go up because silver's gone up so much.
Yeah, that's a silver half dollar for 1050. Do the math, folks. It's over $22 an ounce right now. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for being on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
All right, a visit with Ted to look at metals, because a lot of folks are really interested in that right now, obviously, with gold trading at an all-time record. We're going to rampage through your calls. Liz, Tim, Luke, Kit, Dustin, Ronnie, and others on the other side. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've got one more news item I want to hit at the very end of the broadcast here in about 12 minutes. It's 47 after right now. But I want to get to all these calls so I can give each caller about a minute and a half, Joe and others. Let's talk to Liz in Illinois. Liz, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really glad that you brought up staged terror. And I don't know if you actually mentioned Obama saying that we can absorb another terror attack. I know you've mentioned it before.
No, I did talk about it last hour, yeah.
Right, because I wanted to bring to your attention either a predictive programming type show or major psyop. It's on NBC. It's called The Event. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, they have constant shows about aliens invading or nuclear attacks or... They had that show Jericho where private contractors staged the attack to set up martial law. They had the show 6 months before on Fox, The Lone Gunman, where the government hijacks a jet to fly it in the World Trade Center to attack Afghanistan. I mean, it's called predictive programming, yes.
Yes. You have to see the first episode because they literally show a plane about to fly into the president. And if that's not predictive programming, it is a major psyop because...
Well, yeah, the subconscious mind takes all these images of terrorism as real that we see in all these simulated shows like 24 and others that they had on previously. And so it creates this mental image that, you know, it's like telling kids monsters are real. They aren't really, you know, goblins. But if you tell a little kid that, they're going to be scared of goblins. And they just hype. Liz, I'll look the clip up online, okay? Thank you so much. We'll check into that. But, I mean, we've got the White House saying they think terrorists are about to hit Europe. That's your October surprise right there. We've got White House advisors saying 2 months before this that they needed to do this. You got Governor Ridge before him admitting they put out fake terror alerts. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Tim in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to tell you a personal experience I had when I was in the military. I'm 55 years old, and I used to work on the C-5s when I was stationed in Dover, Delaware. And there was a time right at the very end of the Vietnam War where they were airlifting babies out of Vietnam. I guess it's a big PR thing. And one of them, they said, had a rear cargo door failure, and it crashed. And everybody, we were all mechanics on the flight line, and everyone on the flight line said there's no way that it happened. Even if the doors open, they were designed to fly low and stuff go out of the back with parachutes and everything. So that was the first time I really personally experienced the crap that they hand out and expect you to believe it. And my theory was that it was shot down, but being that we're so close to the end of the war, they didn't want to say it was shot down because they would have had to retaliate or do something. They just wanted to get out.
Well, no, we know that at the end of World War II, at least 21,000 U.S. troops that had been in German prisoner of war camps, the Russians took over half of Germany or more and took them and put them in slave camps. And our own government just said, keep them. We want to be your ally. And that's what made General Patton so angry. And the same thing happened in Korea. And the same thing happened in Vietnam. And they've now even had congressional reports, you know, and others come out and say, yes, we left people there. And it's just, it's totally evil. Tim, good points. Let's go ahead and talk to Luke in Vermont. Luke, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's nice to hear you. I'm up here in Vermont, and I just want to let you know what I've been doing. I've been trying to get my parents to think about what you've been talking about. And my dad has been saying stuff like, oh, well, take Bob Woodward. How does he not pick up on 9/11 truth?
Bob Woodward was naval intelligence, and it's now been declassified that basically the government set up Nixon to weaken the presidency. It doesn't mean Nixon was a good guy, but that was, you know, basically a way to blame him for all the stuff they've done. That's even in Jesse Ventura's new book, by the way, that we carry at InfoWars.com. They have a chapter. In fact, let me grab it. But keep going. So your dad's in denial about it.
Well, yeah, I've talked to him about Money Masters recently, and he says there's no problem having a private central bank. That's the way it should be. And, you know, again, I really like to clarify that. I realize how kind of vastly uneducated I am. I'm only 18. But, who am I to educate people in the first place? But some of these things are, you know, I've been listening for the past 3 months, so I'm with you.
Obviously. Well, I mean, I hear this a lot. You know, how could the government keep something secret? They kept the Gulf of Tonkin secret for 40 years. They kept the Manhattan Project secret for 5 till they released it. I mean, they keep all sorts of stuff secret. But here's the section. Watergate revisited the CIA's war against Nixon, page 77, and it very accurately shows how that happened. Bob Woodward is a government mouthpiece, and that's come out over and over again. He was getting leaked stuff from Kissinger. Let's talk to Kit in Georgia. Kit, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's actually Kit. Thanks for waking me up, bro.
You bet. Your phone's cutting out. What's on your mind?
There was a crime committed in Georgia on September 9th. Three men were caught trying to break into a nuclear power plant. It's actually on SavannahNow.com. They reported it. These guys were caught with ski masks. They were caught with a shovel, with wire cutters, numerous other implements. They were talked to for a couple minutes and then released.
Well, we know 4 years ago Dick Cheney was involved. This came out in mainstream news. From Minot down to Louisiana with the disappearance of two cruise missiles. And why would the government try to steal cruise missiles from themselves? Well, you can put two and two together if they want to stage some type of event. Guys, search that. What's the headline? Men caught trying to sneak into...
It's Effingham deputies call feds after arresting Russians with shovel wire cutters outside Georgia power plant.
Russians, and then they let them go? That sounds very suspicious.
That says the men were all charged with possession of tools during the commission of a crime. The three were released after being interviewed by a task force, the Sonapur said.
Okay, let me stop you. That sounds very suspicious. Give us the headline one more time. We're going to pull it up before the show ends for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Effingham police?
Deputies call feds after arresting Russians with shovel wire cutters outside.
No, there it is. It's SavannahNow.com. Effingham deputies call feds after arresting Russians with shovel wire cutters outside Georgia power plant. This is big. This is very suspicious because the fact that they were ordered released, this may be some type of false flag where they're trying to, from past research, having a team be caught and then released so they can scare internal intelligence agencies about or later stage an event and claim the Russians did it, like Operation Northwoods, or real Russians could be trying to break in to steal U.S. nuclear isotopes because those will have signatures that they were produced in the U.S. Every country has its own recipe, and they can also tell where it was mined from, to then build a weapon or a dirty bomb to detonate it somewhere and blame the U.S. So this this guy looks like a special ops operator. It just showed the mugshot photo. This needs to be this is huge. Why were they released? That stink. Oh, this is incredible. Believe me, folks, I'll be covering it tomorrow, 11 a.m. That's why I love taking calls, sir. Thank you for calling. I wouldn't have known about that. That's why they hate shows like this one, because we're all over the country on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet. We get millions of visitors to the websites every day, the radio show every day. And a lot of this type of news would only be regional. It would never make it outside Georgia, but a show like this will cover it. And I'm getting constant intel on this. I'm sorry to other callers. I'm out of time here, but call me back tomorrow, Dustin, Ronnie, and Joe. But I get constant reports like this one. And this, we had a lot of this chatter before 9/11. You can make of it what you want, but this is out of Raw Story. It was covered by ABC affiliate in Salt Lake City, the ABC4. Utah residents fear Israeli art students prying into NSA data center. A local ABC affiliate in Salt Lake City, Utah, has caused a stir online with a report suggesting self-proclaimed Israeli art students peddling their artwork from door to door have been asking disturbing questions about plans to build an NSA data center in the area. These salespeople say they are Israeli students. See, they want to find people that will then say, yeah, I work there. Then they can get intel from them or offer them money to then spy. And Israel's been caught spying on us a lot, and that's in the news. ABC4 reporter Brent Hunsucker explained they even produce Israeli passports. They say they're selling their own artwork, and that was the same story before 9/11, to raise money to open a gallery. So why would an Israeli art student want to know about the NSA agency? And it goes on to say the suspicions go back to 2001, 2002. Salon described how Drug Enforcement Agency field offices were reporting that young Israelis claiming to be art students and offering artwork for sale had been attempting to penetrate DEA offices for a year. The Israelis had also attempted to penetrate the offices of law enforcement and the Defense Department agencies. This is incredible. God bless you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.